Earth, sky.
Monday, November 12th. This month's new moon will fall on November 13th or 14th, depending on your time zone, and with it will come an eclipse of the sun.
The total solar eclipse will be visible from a swath of land crossing northern Australia. For that location, the eclipse will happen on Wednesday, November 14th. Australians and other eclipse watchers will see the sky turn dark at mid-eclipse. Stars will pop into view.
Outside the path of totality, it's not nearly so dramatic. Still, many will view the partial solar eclipse from across the South Pacific Ocean. On land, the partial eclipse will be visible from the rest of Australia, New Guinea, New Zealand, and many South Pacific islands. It'll also be visible from southern South America and Antarctica. Meanwhile, from most of the Northern Hemisphere, including the U.S., the new moon will pass south of the sun tomorrow. No eclipse will be visible at our northerly latitudes.
Because the eclipse will take place on opposite sides of the international dateline, some people will see it on November 13th and some on November 14th. If you're in a location that can see the eclipse, it's essential that you have proper eye protection to watch the partial phases. Come to our website at earthsky.org for eye safety tips and to find out if and when the eclipse happens in your part of the world. I'm Jorge Salazar.
And I'm Deborah Bird. Earth Sky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.